afternoon and welcome to another exciting episode of Visit Bentonville's New American Town podcast. As always, we are coming to you from Haxton Road Studios, right off of the Bentonville beautiful downtown square. I'm Kayleen Griffith, President and CEO of Visit Bentonville, and I'm excited to be here with you today, my good friend, Rob Hundon. I'm super excited to have you, Rob, and I know it's just fun because we don't get to see each other very often. What I'd love to do is have you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about, Hundon Consulting and see what we can do and some of the projects that we've worked on. And then we'll kind of go into maybe some Q&A on that after that.
Okay, well, I'll get right into it. So super thrilled to be here and happy that you invited me and grateful for our relationship over the years. It's been fantastic. And you're always such a great source, resource, and a cheerleader for us and for the industry. So we appreciate that. So first off, just a little bit about Hundon Partners. My name is Rob Hundon. I'm CEO of Hundon Strategic Partners. We are based in Chicago, originally founded in Indiana, where I'm from, but been in Chicago for the 16 plus years that we've now been in existence. So I guess we can get a driver's license. But I've been doing what I do, which I call nerdy work for cool places, for over 25 years, which is pretty much the bulk of my career. So what we focus on is the sort of the market analysis, financial feasibility, tax impact analysis, like what are the benefits to the community, those kinds of studies for cool placemaking, game-changing projects. And I started off at the City of Indianapolis Local Public Improvement Bond Bank, which was the funding arm for the mayor's office. And so just did a lot of those cool kinds of game-changing projects for Indianapolis, which wasn't really that sexy of a place, but we knew if we put the right puzzle pieces together that people would respond, or we hoped they would. And in fact, that's turned out. If you put all the right things in the right places, it doesn't matter if you have sex appeal, people will come because you're functionally a great place to go visit, work, play, and stay. So now we can go around the country, and we do as my firm, and with you, Kayleen, we get to change places for the better. But really on that upfront analysis side, we're not the developers that do it. We don't fund it, but we help you figure out how to do it, how others have done it. So that's a long intro, but we've had the real pleasure of working with you and the community on a lot of cool game-changing projects. And I will say that Bentonville has changed 100% since the first times that we worked together. So you guys are like the poster child for transformative placemaking.
And I think that's what I think my favorite thing that you said is that the nerdy work for cool places, and you do the placemaking aspect. And I think one of the first projects we did with you is that you kind of came in before a lot was happening. Crystal Bridges was built being built at the time, if I remember correctly. And then that's you right. were doing, looking at a boutique type hotel at the time, if I'm correct. And then that's why right. don't you tell us about that? Because I know that I got to come in a little late on that project. And I'd love to hear your initial thoughts and then kind of where it came. And then, of course, we know what 21C Museum Hotel has done for Bentonville. But why don't you talk a little bit about the project from the beginning till maybe even to the present day?
Sure, sure. So what's interesting is, we were hired to do an analysis of a luxury boutique hotel in downtown Bentonville when really there wasn't much else going on other than the original Fine & Dime that was there. Crystal Bridges was just a sort of a dream at the time. It was under like sort of in process, but nobody really believed the numbers that they were going to do. We were skeptical because there really wasn't anything else going on. And yet we studied these game-changing type projects like a boutique upscale luxury hotel. And the reality is they're really expensive and they don't pencil, but if you can find a way to make them work and they're compelling enough, they can help change the place. And so there are some you know, very wealthy, famous folks that live around town that were behind this idea. And the first iteration of it, you know, I remember saying to one of the main principals, you know, this isn't going to pencil. You're going to have to put in some patient capital to make that work. A very wealthy person that I probably shouldn't have said that to, but I, you know, had to tell the truth. And they didn't want to hear that, but they tried again, and then they hooked up with the 21C of 21C Museum folks. That was their second go round, and we had actually worked on the first 21C in Louisville, Kentucky, and it had been a great success. So when I heard that that was the concept and we studied it again, it turned out, well, it still is going to take some real patient capital to make it work. It was going to take a state incentive program that was about to sunset. And so they took advantage of that program. So that's the value of those state incentive programs is absolutely critical. Anyway, they said it's worth doing. Even if we lose money the first few years, it's worth it because we are interested in changing our hometown for the better. And so they did, and they pulled off one of the only 21C Museum hotels that's in a new development. Most of the others are historic rehabs and very time-consuming and expensive. I love your 21C Museum Hotel. It has changed downtown Bentonville. It links up perfectly with Crystal Bridges in terms of a synergistic type of activity that you would do one and the other together. So the demographics you're going after are you're hitting it. You've created an itinerary, basically. So anyway, it turned out great and was just one then of many base hits, doubles, triples, and home runs that Bentonville's been hitting over the years. But I feel like it was one of the first.
And do you think, you know, as you guys did your boutique study and stuff, and I think that, you know, some of the challenges and some of the skepticism of it, knowing that, you know, Crystal Bridges, they looked at the numbers like 200,000 to 250 to maybe 300,000. And then, you know, we're hitting the 500 and the 600,000 prior to COVID. Did you anticipate that at all? Or, you know, when you see those numbers, are you shocked and seeing that that has probably benefited the 21C Museum Hotel and the boutique atmosphere?
100% synergistic. As I said, I think they created itineraries for each other. You know, when those travel magazine writers come around and they're trying to say, a perfect day in Bentonville, what the heck would you do? Well, it's like, well, where would you eat? Well, now you actually have multiple places, but at the time you didn't. And then, of course, your main thing to do would be Crystal Bridges. So, yes, they have helped each other. I did not think those projections of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people a year were going to pan out, because we had done some studies on that type of thing, and you guys just blew the cover off the ball. So it's been great to see both of those things succeed and really have also people realize that this brings in sort of the other element of Bentonville that's so great is the outdoor natural aspect of it. I mean, it's a gorgeous place to exist, right? Whether you're a visitor or you live there or doing business there, and you can walk from one to the other. And at the time when you're thinking, well, where's this Crystal Bridge is going to be versus downtown? Yeah. Like nobody was thinking like people would walk between those two, or that you would create all these events throughout the year, even the cold months with the, I don't even know what you call it, but I was there and I didn't get to do it. And I was so mad, but with the lights in the forest.
Oh, the North Forest lights. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all of a sudden you've connected all these dots. And then when you throw in mountain biking and all the other things to it, it's like, well, geez, this is a really great place that's just feels really authentic and unique and cool. And so it's just a great story.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with Crystal Bridges opening up in 2011 and then 21C opened up in 2013. So really you're looking at, you know, years ago of this vision of the Walton Family Foundation and the Walton family of seeing that placemaking aspect of it. And then, you know, we had the opportunity, we knew that all of things were happening within it. And then even the Amazium come on, we are, you and I had the opportunity to work together on a study for a convention center, knowing that we are going to become a destination, not only for the leisure market, but also being the home of Walmart, we are a meetings destination. And how do we capitalize on that? And we don't see that at the finish line, but I still, you know, reference that study on a regular basis. And I know, you know, let's just talk a little bit about some of the things that you thought of and what's going on with that study from that perspective, you know, at the time that we did that study.
Maybe we need to do an update. It's been a while.
We do need to do an update because I do think that we've gotten some phone calls. Yeah, no, we need to probably come back together. You know, this is probably just a step for us and then we'll go into that. Sure. But yeah.
I wasn't necessarily trying to pad my wallet there. But I will say that when we did the study originally, you know, Bentonville is a unique marketplace in the fact that until recently, nobody really saw it as a destination, right? People had to go there to sell and work with Walmart. And so you have this huge gravitational pull. And so people actually need a place to meet and visit and all of that due to their corporate obligations. And there's just really very few places to do that. There's some, you know, interesting boutique-y type places and then your traditional kind of hotel spots. But really, you have to leave Bentonville to go down to Fayetteville and other places like that to really get any sort of a decent function space. So there really is an opportunity, and we found that there was a strong opportunity just from your homegrown demand of coming from Walmart and other corporations that you could fill during the week. You could do your Saturday meetings that they do, of course. And then now you've become a place that now people see as a destination for different reasons, as we've mentioned, with the mountain biking and Crystal Bridges and all of that. So there's a real cool arts and culture and quality of life just kind of blanket that has spread around the area that I think makes it really attractive. And so I think you could see people wanting to go there more. And you have a great airport. It's got some expensive prices, or at least that's a reputation that has followed it. So that might be a challenge still for getting groups that are price sensitive. But overall, I mean, you deserve to have a place to visit, yep. You know, to meet.
Yeah. And just on that note that you said, the nice thing is that Exodus has done a really good job of bringing in Breeze Airlines and Frontier and Allegiant. So we've become more competitive in some of our markets with things going on. So we're going to continue. I think we as our industry continues to work with XNA and hopefully recruits those type of opportunities to make sure that our rate is competitive with some of the areas. We are a corporate driven destination along with the leisure market that has been so successful for us in the last 10 years. So we're really excited about that. I know that you work on a lot of different projects in our industry, and I want to give you an opportunity. I know you and I have talked multiple times about sports destinations. I know some of the studies you have done in other cities. I'd love to hear about some of those studies. That I know we have some great sports destinations, but I think we can always learn and grow. We're still a community that sports is one of our top avenues for us to bring in that huge economic impact. So give me a couple projects that you guys have done in the last few years that maybe, you know, you and I might get to work together on another project. So tell me what those projects are. I'd just love to hear about them.
Sure. So yeah, we range, I mean, in terms of the markets that we work in, go from anywhere from, you know, 2,000 person markets all the way up to, you know, New York City type markets and worldwide. So that's fun for us because we get to see kind of everything. And from a youth sports perspective, that's exploded really just in the last 10, 12 years. So it's amazing that you guys have done everything you've done in just the last 10 years. But youth sports, travel youth sports at dedicated facilities and complexes was not something that existed more than 10, 12 years ago. So we worked on Grand Park, which is in Westfield, Indiana. So it's in my view, it's the largest, most comprehensive venue of its kind because it's got indoor and outdoor 54 combined outdoor fields between baseball, softball, and soccer and multiple indoor venues. And now they've got an ice complex that's gone in, which is a private investment. So they've done really great. We've worked on Great Park in Orange County, California, and many, many others in between all over the place. So youth sports is great, and all manner of it, indoor, outdoor, ice, aquatics, you name it. So that's been fun. We've worked on some Great Wolf Lodges, which sort of is that like aquatics, but then hotel and all that. And we love really creative hospitality developments. And so some of the other things that we've been working on and seeing a big trend in is these retro motor lodges. And this has been really fun because whether it's a new build or an existing old sort of motel that got transformed, people these days, and it's not like Gen Z per se, it's everybody. Everybody wants to have experiences, and they're frankly tired of just sitting in their house. So everybody's ready to get out on the road and do something kind of unique, and the work from anywhere. So it's not just WFH anymore. It's WFA, work from anywhere. People are extending their weekends from, you know, going out on Thursday instead of Friday, coming back Monday instead of Sunday. And they're working from these retro modern motor lodges and other unique places like that. So we've gotten to work on a bunch of those. And I think maybe it would be great to see something come to Bentonville. But there's a lot of things percolating out there around Bentonville in all kinds of regards. And so I just feel like you guys are always on the cutting edge. You've got some really creative developers out there that are investing in cool projects in and around Bentonville. So I bet you'll see some of that. We're also just working on three major league sports destination districts right now, for one for the NBA, one for the NFL, and one for the NHL. So that's fun for us to get to work on those super marquee projects around the country where the facilities in the middle, the arena or stadiums in the middle, and it's surrounded by a bunch of retail and restaurant and residential and entertainment and office. So those are really fun.
Well, I love when we get to talk, because usually something that you're working on, I go back and I take notes on it, like the retro motor lodge, and say, okay, how can we do this? How can we make this happen? Or who can we call to partner with? Or I reach out to some of our friends here and say, is anybody working on this, because it's happening in other communities? So I love our conversations like that. I know that you've done some things with the cycling world and looked at some of those. I know that you've looked at some different projects on that. I'd love to hear a little bit about that. And then we'll kind of wrap it up if you have any, you know, other things to say after we talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's so cool that you have such a hardcore, passionate group and community there associated with cycling, and specifically mountain biking, and the YouTube videos and GoPros out there are super cool. We've been retained in the last few years in the area to assess, well, what could be next? You know, how do you leverage the strengths of that into something like more events, or maybe a new built environment, either indoor and outdoor, that could take advantage of that. I can't give anything away specifically, but we have done some very specific studies related to cycling and mountain biking and other related pursuits. And so it just goes to show you that the people who are there, and these are super unique projects, right? There's another one, a residential development that is sort of the collective farming development, and I totally blanking on it, so that's just goes to show you I don't have my notes in front of me.
Yeah.
But all these are done by people in Bentonville. So I go places all the time and they're looking for creative, authentic things to do. I get calls from people in Bentonville saying, hey, can you help me study this idea? And I'm like, that is the coolest thing ever. Why isn't anybody else doing it? So I think you guys just have this really creative spirit, and people aren't afraid to try things. And you've got a lot of entrepreneurs, and you as a tourism and economic development leader are entrepreneurial. So I think you guys just have a lot of great DNA over there, and you should be really proud of yourselves for what you've accomplished. I can't wait to see what comes next. And we'd love to keep studying more. People want to build arenas. They want to build all kinds of cool stuff. And so, yeah, we get calls all the time for whatever's next in Bentonville.
Well, we love that. And we know that, you know, you continue to get the calls. So that's a great asset for us that you're a great partner for our community. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we have here in the sense of the people that we have and the innovation that's going. And I continue to say that every day is different here in Bentonville because there's always some new idea from somebody. And I think, but partners like you allow us to do that. So I really appreciate your time. Rob, you have been a great partner and a great friend. Thank you for everything. And Hundon Strategies Partners is a, you know, one of the top ones that we always go to. And I recommend you guys. So I do appreciate it. And we want to keep seeing you in Bentonville for sure. But thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate you asking me to be on today. And I wish we could talk for an hour and a half and grab a cocktail and just keep at it. So
I would love that. You know, I'm in for that. Yeah, I'm in for that for sure. So we're going to wrap up now. For everyone listening, remember that you can catch all of the new American Town episodes streaming channels by following our social channels or by going to visitbentonville.com. Speaking of social media, don't forget to follow Visit Bentonville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. We have many other exciting 2022 events this year in Bentonville, Arkansas. So check out our Visit Bentonville event calendar and plan your trip today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.